Shabbat shalom. During my first few weeks here at Stephen Wise, I was asked to lead a Shiva minyan for a congregant. Just before we finished the service with the Kaddish, I asked those gathered to share a few memories of the deceased. The few family members that were present shared some memories, but then something very special happened. Some of the friends of the congregant, who did not personally know the deceased, shared how sacred it was to watch this congregant lovingly care for her family member. Soon, stories were being shared about how this group of friends, who met through a program here at Stephen Wise, have become like family to one another. They have supported each other through the highs and lows of life. In other words, they show up for each other. These past 2 months, since I have joined the staff here at Stephen Wise, I have felt that same sense of community again and again. We show up for one another, we stand by one another, and we lift one another up. Da lifnei mi'ata omed, know before whom you stand. Each time I walk into this beautiful sanctuary, I am reminded of those words as they are beautifully displayed above me. The traditional understanding of this phrase is a reminder that we each stand before God. But both the Hebrew and the English word lifnei, before, leaves open the possibility that we are not only referring to standing before God, but also that we are standing because of all those who came before us. They lift us up, they hold us strong. Our ancestors, our mentors, our teachers, sometimes even our friends and family. Da lifnei ata miomed, know before whom you stand. Not only do I stand in awe before this congregation and God, but I stand firm and strong because I am standing on the shoulders of so many who came before me. As I stand here tonight, officially being welcomed into the community, I am reflecting on those who blazed trails and paths before me. Both communally and personally, I stand on the shoulders of giants. Here at Stephen Wise, we all stand on the shoulders of Rabbi Stephen Wise. We stand on his belief that Zionism has a home in liberal Judaism, and we stand on his insistence that the rabbis of this synagogue be free to speak about the issues of our time. We are so fortunate that he left us these incredible legacies, these legacies that Rabbis Hirsch and Natov so beautifully uphold. As a woman, I stand on the shoulders of Rabbi Sally Prezant, who blazed a path not only for me, but for all of my female colleagues. Because of her tenacity, I belong to the first generation of young Jewish girls who grew up in a world where becoming a rabbi was a possibility, not a dream. Because of her, I was able to decide back in high school that this was my path. Throughout my journey, I have been blessed with many mentors, teachers, and leaders who have guided me. Growing up, I learned that the synagogue community could be a source of solace, a source of connection, and a source of strength. Part of my desire to help lead a synagogue was born out of the immense strength my community gave me as I was growing up and developing my own sense of self. But it is not only the synagogue community as a whole that can be a source of strength. So too are the personal relationships that we develop. Judaism is a religion of action. It requires that we show up. Like I witnessed at the Shiva Minyan a few months ago, the simple act of showing up and being present can have a profound impact. Even when we are powerless to change the circumstances, simply being there for one another and letting them know that they are not alone is a gift that is always in our power. In Pirkei Avot, Ben Zoma teaches, who is wise, one who learns from all people. Not only have I been blessed with incredible mentors along my professional path, but I am blessed with an incredible group of family and friends who have supported me on this journey. I stand on the shoulders of my grandmother, Henriette, or as we called her, Grandma Honey. She was my first model of what a strong, independent woman looked like. Widowed a few years before I was born, I watched, might have fallen asleep on the floor, as she became a bat mitzvah when I was 5. She created a new career for herself in her 70s, and she still found time to teach her 7 grandchildren and 8 great-grandchildren she lived to meet that life is short and you should eat dessert first. I stand on the shoulders of my parents, Rhonda and Steve. From a young age, my mother instilled a love of Torah and Judaism in me, and my father has taught me the importance both of working hard in pursuit of the things you love, but also remembering to have fun along the way. They, along with both of my in-laws, Alan and Paula, who are all teachers, embody the value of B'Tselem Elohim, finding God's holy reflection in each and every individual. And though I have many shoulders to stand on, I also have incredible hands to hold. With me on this journey is my husband, Jason, and our 2 daughters, Naomi and Tova. Without Jason's love, support, and partnership, I would not be able to take on this incredible role. As a family, we are excited to become part of Stephen Wise and have already felt embraced by its clergy, staff, and community. We are honored to be part of this community, a community that so beautifully brings God and holiness into their midst. Dalifnei mi'ata omed, know before whom you stand. Tonight I stand here with the knowledge that I have strong shoulders supporting me. I, along with the rest of our amazing staff, have shoulders that are ready to lift up others as they travel on their Jewish journeys. It is both an honor and a privilege. Shabbat Shalom.